Tune in for Weekend Talk That Matters, only on KFNX.
Nessun Dorma, from the opera Turandot. I will conquer, I will conquer. Welcome to Healthy Vision, the talk radio show to help you conquer your vision loss. Dr. Edward Kondrat is a board-certified ophthalmologist and homeopathic doctor, author of two best-selling books, and sought-after speaker. Healthy Vision is dedicated to bringing you the latest information for a lifetime of healthy sight and to help you conquer your eye problems. And now, your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat.
Welcome to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, and I'm here to help you conquer your vision loss. And today we're going to be talking about how you can conquer and pass your driver's test, how to improve your vision and be able to pass your driver's test. What steps can you take to immediately improve your vision and pass that vision test? I find that one of the greatest fears that a senior has is to lose his wheels and not be able to drive. As we know, driving represents independence. Okay, so you get that letter from the Department of Motor Vehicle, and you have 2 weeks to prepare for your vision test. Maybe you're a little shaky, you feel that your vision has declined, and you're worried that you might not pass. Well, what can you do? I'd like to hear from you. If you have any questions on improving your vision to pass your driver's test, please give me a call at KFNX 602-277-KFNX or 866-536-1100. I think the first step to do is when you get that letter from the DMV and you're not sure what your vision is, you need to have a good eye exam. And possibly change your glasses and update your glasses if necessary to get the best possible correction. You need to know your level of vision and what is required to pass the vision test. There's an excellent website that you can go to find out the vision for your particular state. And this is one of the most helpful links I have found. The website is www.md.com. MaryDavidSupport.org, and just go to their library section, and then you can find driving requirements and just hit that hyperlink to go to your particular state. Now, let's take Arizona, for example. Arizona states the following. Persons with binocular vision and with corrected visual acuity of 20/50 or 20/60 in both eyes together are restricted to daylight driving only. Now, in the state of Arizona, you need to have 20/40 vision to drive at night. But let's assume that we're just going to be working on getting the proper vision so you can pass that test, have your license, even if it's restricted. So you need to know what your level of vision is. Now, let's assume that your level of vision is less than that. What steps can you take to improve your vision and your acuity to give you a much better chance to pass your vision test? And so today's show, we're going to be talking about these steps, and I would like to hear from you. So if you have failed your vision part of your driver's test and you'd like to ask me some specific questions, please give me a call. 602-277-KFNX or 866-536-1100. The first thing that I advise patients to do is to have some basic lifestyle changes. You know, your visual system and your eyes are very sensitive to toxins. And one naturopathic doctor described this using the analogy of a rain barrel. When we're born, we're born with a rain barrel that's empty. And as we live our life, we accumulate toxins. And once that rain barrel becomes full, and overflows with toxins, then we have some type of disease. And this often leads to vision loss and eye disease. So it's very simple. The two things we can do, number one, is to prevent more toxins going into our body. And the second thing we can do is to eliminate the toxins that we have. And I can't emphasize this enough, that many times by eliminating the toxins and changing your diet, your visual acuity will change. As we get older, our visual system is sensitive to these toxins. Anything we can do, any step in that direction will help. So what are we going to do with our diet? What changes are we going to make? Well, I'm a big advocate of eating raw, living, organic food. And we always suggest that 70% of your diet should be raw, organic food. Why is this? Well, we know that organic food has a greater nutritional value and a much lower levels of harmful toxic minerals. And these toxins are interfering with your vision. So the best step you can do is begin eating organic. Now, why the raw or living food? Well, once the food is heated, cooked, or steamed, it loses a lot of its nutritional value. And also, it's interesting, one of the biggest problems we have as we get older, our digestion and absorption changes. So the food that you do eat is not absorbed into your body. The best way to help increase this absorption is with digestive enzymes. And the raw living food has much more in the way of digestive enzymes to help that food get into your body. So, for goodness sake, don't use the microwave. The microwave will completely destroy all the nutritional value of your food and at the same time produce dangerous chemicals in your food, carcinogens, which can cause cancer and are extremely toxic to your eye, your retina, and optic nerve. The second step you should do in terms of your diet is you should also avoid all genetically modified organisms, GMO food. These foods are also neurotoxic and will adversely affect your vision. There have been many studies, animal studies, that have shown that genetically modified food, they are neurotoxic. They do cause problems in the neurological system and also your eye. Also, you should avoid corn and corn products. Why? Well, 90% of corn is genetically modified, and about 100% of all corn has a small amounts of a neurotoxin called fumonisin. Fumonisin is extremely neurotoxic. And, of course, small amounts are not going to cause any harm in your body. But remember, you're not 20 years old, and your rain barrel is not empty. Your rain barrel is full. So even the smallest amount of toxins can cause problems with your vision. There's another problem with corn, and that is the high fructose corn syrup. Unfortunately, the number one sweetener in our country is high fructose corn syrup. You need to avoid the high fructose corn syrup, and there's three reasons for this. One, it's made from genetically modified organisms, and it also has high levels of mercury due to the manufacturing process. And lastly, it's not really a true food source. It's shunted more towards fat metabolism, and it also puts a stress on the pancreas. And some alternative doctors feel that this is a reason why there's an increased incidence of obesity and why there is an increased incidence of diabetes. So remember, you can't go wrong with eating 70% organic living food. You need to make that step. The second step is proper hydration. Remember we talked about the rain barrel. Well, the rain barrel is full with toxins, and one is we don't want to put more toxins in that rain barrel, and the second one is we want to drink plenty of water. You want to be properly hydrated to remove some of those toxins from our body. And proper hydration is probably the best way to do. The problem is, where are we going to get good water? We know that we should probably not drink tap water because they have a lot of toxins, chlorine, fluorine, and heavy metals that are going to be detrimental to our health. We're coming up to a break, and you're listening to Healthy Vision, and we're talking about how to improve your vision and pass your driver's test. And I'd like to hear from you, so if you have any questions on improving your vision and how to pass that driver's test, please give me a call, 602-277-KFNX. And when we return, I will be talking more about hydration and also about balancing your autonomic nervous system to improve your vision.
Arizona's News Talk Leader, KFNX, AM 1100.
Dr. Kondrat is the world's only board-certified ophthalmologist and homeopathic physician. He's the author of two best-selling books, Healing the Eye the Natural Way and Microcurrent Stimulation Miracle Eye Cure. Anyone with eye-related problems needs these books. Dr. Kondrat talks to us in an easy-to-understand language, gives us many ways to help keep our eyes healthy, and discusses the medical ramifications of macular degeneration in a simple and straightforward manner. It is a joy to have a medical doctor finally embrace the many alternative medicine tools that are out there today in an intelligent manner and from experience. Learn how he can help you improve your eyesight and clarity of vision. Call now to order one or both books today. 1-800-430-9328. That's 1-800-430-9328.
Improve your vision and pass your driver's license. Dr. Kondrat's special program has been designed to improve your vision quickly. It includes both of his best-selling books, four CDs of The Best of Healthy Vision, a Snellen Acuity Chart, and a special audio CD on the steps you need to take to improve your vision quickly and pass your driver's test. A $120 value, yours for only $49.95. Discover how you can improve your vision quickly, without drugs, without surgery, and pass your vision test. Call 800-430-9328. 800-430-9328.
Are you interested in a consultation with Dr. Kondrat or one of his three-day programs? His three-day program is the best way to help you regain your vision loss. This comprehensive program includes an extensive diagnosis based on homeopathic principles, daily lectures on the essentials to improve your vision, and 3 days of intensive treatments. Take this important step now. Call 1-800-430-9328 to learn more about this special program. His three-day program is the best way to help you regain your vision loss. Call 1-800-430-9328.
Tired of losing money in the markets? Tired of watching your retirement savings go down by the day? I'm Dr. Ron Kasky. I'm your safe money doctor. I can stop your losses, help you capture the upside of the stock market with no downside risk, sometimes give you a 10% bonus up front with a 10% guarantee on the income value on the backside. We need to talk toll free, 877-218-1972, 877-218-1972. Call me today.
Do you want to grow your own business, meet new people, and get the tools for success? It's time. It's now. It's Job Fair, your own business fair. Vendors and educational workshops all designed to help you launch, operate, and grow your business. This full-day event, March 18th, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Shrine Auditorium with keynote speaker Jerry Colangelo. Admission to the event is free for everyone and exhibitor space only $250. Visit scorephoenix.org. That's scorephoenix.org. See you at the Job Fair.
The largest RV sale of the year, March 17th through the 26th. It's the open house sale at Robert Christen Company RV and Worldwide RV. Hundreds of RVs at low sale prices. Number one RV brands from $85 a month with approved credit. And Worldwide RV and Robert Christen Company RV on Main Street in Mesa.
Somebody's got to say it. That's why Neil Bortz is on the airwaves.
Do you know before that SOB started murdering people at Fort Hood in Texas, he was yelling Allah Akbar? It does not mean I'd like French fries with that.
Weekday mornings at 10 on KFNX. Log on now at 1100KFNX.com.
Welcome back to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat. And today we're talking about how to improve your vision and pass your driver's test. And I'd like to hear from you. If you have questions on improving your vision to pass your driver's test, please give me a call at 602 877-KFNX or 866-536-1100. So we're talking about proper hydration. Proper hydration is essential for vision function, and it is essential to detoxify your body. And unfortunately, many of us are walking around in a dehydrated state. Men have prostate problems, and they're drinking less water. Women have weak bladders, and they're drinking less water. We're becoming dehydrated, and many metabolic functions are not working properly in the eye, and we can't eliminate toxins. Dr. Batman Jaldi, a Persian physician, wrote a book called Our Body's Many Cries for Water, and he feels that the majority of cases of chronic disease are due to dehydration. Just by drinking more water can eliminate those toxins, improve our health, and improve our vision. The general rule is that you should be drinking at least one half of your body weight in ounces of water. So if you weigh 150 pounds, you need to drink 75 ounces of water. And remember, that's half of your body weight in ounces of water, not half your body weight in pounds. That would be a tough one to do. And you must drink a good source of water, no tap water. Avoid water in plastic containers. I feel that probably the best source of water is either reverse osmosis water or distilled water. And coffee, tea, juice does not count towards one half of your body weight in water. It must be pure water. And this is essential to remove those toxins and improve your visual function. The third area, after we've changed our diet, we've shifted more towards the organic and we're properly hydrated, is balancing the autonomic nervous system. And the longer I practice alternative medicine, the more I realize the importance of this. We need to balance the autonomic nervous system. Well, the autonomic nervous system has two parts, sympathetic and the parasympathetic. And unfortunately, most people are in the sympathetic state or the fight or flight. The analogy is when a grizzly bear is chasing you in the woods, certain physiological changes take place in your body. Your heart is racing, your pupils are dilated, blood pressure becomes elevated, and your digestive processes slow, and the ability of your body to heal also slows. And your vision decreases. Your peripheral vision can decrease, and there can be visual distortion. So you need to balance that autonomic nervous system. You need to get out of the sympathetic state, the fight or flight. So how do you get out of that sympathetic state? Well, there are many things you can do. Positive affirmations, meditation, prayer, deep breathing. And I will go over some of these exercises on how you can relax your body a little later on in, on this radio show. But for now, I want to talk about another thing that is shown to be very important for improving your vision. And that is sleeping in a totally dark room. There was an article published in the Chinese literature. It was called Resetting the Pineal Clock. And this article proposed that a decrease in melatonin in the elderly may be an important factor in retinal pigment epithelial dysfunction, which reduces the central vision and can cause macular degeneration. So 100 patients were given 3 milligrams of melatonin at night for 3 months. In addition, the patients were required to sleep in a totally dark room. Even the illumination of an alarm clock hitting your skin can cause changes in the pineal. So the key was a totally dark room. After 6 months of treatment, the majority of cases, the majority of these patients had an improvement of their vision simply by taking this simple step, 3 milligrams of melatonin and sleeping in a totally dark room. And remember, the room needs to be totally dark. Even the illumination of the alarm clock hitting your skin can be enough to make changes in the pineal gland. Also, Dr. Ott, who is a light researcher, studied the effects of ultraviolet light And in particular, he did a study at the Wills Eye Hospital looking at ultraviolet light on how it affected the retinal pigment epithelium. The retinal pigment epithelium is a crucial part of the retina, and its healthy function is responsible for good vision. He discovered that the retinal pigment epithelium would not divide unless there was low levels of ultraviolet light. So low levels of ultraviolet light seem to be essential for proper functioning of the retina pigment epithelium. Now, this goes against a lot of current scientific thinking that all ultraviolet light is harmful for the eye. But I'm making the statement that low amounts of ultraviolet light are essential for the health of the eye. We're hearing a lot now about vitamin D. Vitamin D is essential for our health. Many people have low levels of vitamin D. Vitamin D should be tested, everyone should be taking a vitamin D supplement. But probably the best way to get adequate levels of vitamin D in your body is exposure to sunlight. So low levels may be essential. Now, my suggestion is to try to spend 30 minutes to an hour a day outdoors with exposure to sunlight. And there are many alternative doctors that say remove your sunglasses, eyeglasses, and contact lenses, because the eyeglasses and contact lenses can prevent the absorption of the ultraviolet. Now, of course, don't look directly at the sun, but just absorb the reflected light from the sun into your eyes. And even on a cloudy day, there will be some benefits. Now, I have to caution you, if you had cataract surgery, and if you lost the protective benefit of the human lens after cataract surgery, then you need to reduce the exposure of ultraviolet light and possibly protect your eyes with sunglasses. So you're listening to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, and we're talking about how to improve your vision and pass your driver's step test. What steps can you take to immediately improve your vision and pass this vision test? And I'd like to hear from you. If you have any questions on improving your vision and how you can pass your driver's test, please give me a call at 602-277-KFNX or 866-536-1100. Now, there was a turn-of-the-century ophthalmologist by the name of Dr. William Bates. And Dr. Bates felt that all eye disease and reduction in vision was due to stress around the eye. When I was in my residency program in ophthalmology, we made fun of Dr. Bates. We thought that he was a quack and really wasn't practicing traditional ophthalmology. It wasn't until I came across a book called The Art of Seeing, written by Aldous Huxley, the famous science fiction writer who wrote Brave New World and Doors of Perception. I discovered that Huxley had extremely poor vision, and he traveled all over the country seeking help. No one could help him with his vision until he began to do these Bates exercises. And once he started to do these Bates exercises, his vision improved. And Dr. Bates felt that all eye disease was related to stress around the eye, and simply by reducing stress, you could dramatically improve your vision. And he developed several exercises to help improve your vision. And what I have done is incorporated some of these exercises to help you improve your vision. So we are coming up to another break. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, and we're talking about how to improve your vision and pass your driver's test, and I'd like to hear from you. So when we return from this break, please give me a call. You can reach me at 602-277-KFNX or 866-536-1100. And we're going to be talking about some smelling eye exercises that can help you improve your vision.
CNN Radio, I'm Stan Case. Fears of a major radiation leak from a Japanese nuclear plant appear to have eased. The International Atomic Energy Agency says levels around the Onagawa plant have returned to normal. Crews are still struggling with reactors at another plant. Rescue teams are searching through the earthquake and tsunami rubble for hundreds, perhaps thousands of missing people. And former FEMA Director James Lee Witt says it is an enormous undertaking.
Those teams going in there with the dogs, the biggest concern is debris. And also buildings that have partially collapsed.
The official death toll in Japan, nearly 1,600. Libyan state television reports Muammar Gaddafi's forces have retaken the town of Albrega from rebel fighters. The opposition calls it a tactical retreat. An Iranian news report says the trial of three American hikers on espionage charges will resume in May. This is CNN Radio.
Hi, everybody. Jim Howell from the KFNX Weather Center. It looks like we do have a taste of early spring as we stay in the mid-80s for the next 5 to 7 days. Overnight lows, mid-60s, no rain in the extended forecast. Jim Howell, KFNX News Talk Radio, 1100.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 84 degrees.
Arizona's News Talk Leader, KFNX, AM 1100.
On Cue Financial. Mortgages simplified. Getting a mortgage is a complicated process. We make it simple. Call Margot Rockus and Jeff Wild at 480-444-7123 for all your mortgage needs. On Cue Financial is a licensed Arizona mortgage banker, MB number 0906866. Margot Rockus, originator number 258961. Jeff Wild, originator number 257881. Equal housing lender. On Cue Financial, we make it simple. 480-444-7123.
Since 1991, the law offices of Willinchek & Bartness have provided quality business litigation service that you'd find at a big firm with small firm atmosphere. Willinchek & Bartness specialize in cases of breach of contract, real estate litigation, construction defect, business fraud, and breach of fiduciary duty. For professional yet very personal legal representation, call Willinchek & Bartness today at 602-606-2810, 602-606-2810.
The Lars Larson Show is on the air.
The Obama administration, which is now beginning to talk about tapping oil from American reserves. These reserves aren't the kind of thing that would tide us through a year or two without oil. There may be 90 days worth of supply in there. It has been used before. It has made not much difference at all in the price of gasoline. Do you really want the federal government to start emptying reserves that were filled with $50 per barrel oil?
A righty on the left coast. The Lars Larson Show. Weeknights at 10 on KFNX. Don't miss a minute. Tune in for Arizona Wildcats basketball on KFNX.
Welcome back to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Condra, and we're talking about how to improve your vision and pass your driver's test. And I'd like to hear from you if you have any questions on improving your vision and how you can pass your driver's test. Please give me a call at 602-277-KFNX or 866-536-1100. Now we're going to be talking about some exercises that I think can be beneficial and helpful. You've taken the steps. You've changed your diet. You're eating more organic foods. You're properly hydrated, and you're doing some techniques to balance your autonomic nervous system and getting yourself out of that sympathetic state. The first exercise is I call the Snellen eye chart exercise. Now, the Snellen eye chart is the common eye chart that you see in an eye doctor's office, the one that has the big E on the top. And as you progress downward on the chart, the letters get smaller and smaller. Now, the equipment that you need is you need some hooker tape to hang the chart. You need a comfortable chair. You also need a 20-foot measuring tape. And you also need some tape to mark the floor. You need to find out the vision requirement for your state. And I already mentioned there's a website called www.mddavidsupport.org. And on that site, you look up your particular state and find out the vision requirement. Now, in Arizona, it states that persons with binocular vision and with corrected visual acuity of 20/50 or 20/60 in both eyes together are restricted to daylight driving only. So this is going to be our goal, 20/60. So You place the eye chart on the wall with a room that has good lighting. Natural lighting is preferred. Find the line that you need to pass your test. And on the Snellen eye chart, you will be able to see on one side of the chart 2100, 2080, 2060, 2040, etc. So find the line that you need. Now, if you have trouble getting a Snellen eye chart, please give our office a call at 1-800-430-9328. Okay, so you have the eye chart hanging on the wall, and what you need to do is you need to back up, looking at the line you need to read, a 2060 line, keep on backing up until that line becomes blurred and until you no longer see it. So the ideal measurement would be being able to read that line at 20 feet. That is 2060 vision. But let's assume that you start to back up and the vision becomes blurred at 5 feet or even 10 feet. Well, mark the point on the floor where that line becomes blurred. Now, that is going to be your baseline of starting. So what I want you to do is put the chair right by that line where the point is where the 2060 line is blurred. And your goal is then is going to, you're going to keep on backing up that chair till you get to 20 feet. Now, the problem is that most of us don't have a room that's 20 feet long. So you're going to have to do a little bit of math here. And I want you to take a deep breath. This may seem like it's a little confusing, but what you need to do is you can make some adjustments. So if you don't have a room that's 20 feet, let's use 10 feet. So remember now, 10 feet is half the distance of the 20 feet. So you need to find a target that is one half as small. Very simple. If the distance you are is one half the distance, then the line has to be one half as small. So you go to the 20-30 line. So the 20-30 line at 10 feet is equivalent to the 20-60 line at 20 feet. I know this is probably confusing, and you're probably scratching your head, but give the office a call at 800-430-9328, and we can send you some instructions in writing. Now, this is the part where you can begin your exercise. Now, I want you to sit comfortably, look at that line, and I want you to rub the palm of your hands for a couple minutes, and then gently place the palms of your hands over your eyes. Breathe slowly with deep breaths, and develop an affirmation during this exercise. My vision is getting better and better every day. So do this for a couple of minutes. And this is the classic Bates exercise called palming. And there's two positive effects when you do this exercise. Number one, our body has healing energy. And when you're directing this healing energy from the palm of your hands into the eye, it should have a very positive effect. You're also doing some deep, slow breathing. And this helps relax the autonomic nervous system. So after about 5 or 10 minutes of doing this, remove your hands and take a deep breath and look at the eye chart. Are the letters clear? Great. If they are, you're well on your way to passing your driving test. Now, I want you to do this every day. If you have time, try to do it twice a day. And remember these simple steps. One, find the spot where the letters are blurred. Place your chair in that spot. Make a note of the distance that you are. In this particular case, the goal is to read those letters from 10 feet. Then, place the palms of your hands over your eyes, breathing deeply with your positive affirmation. After 5 to 10 minutes of doing this, remove your hands, take a deep breath, and then read the eye chart. Now, additional points to improve your vision is to blink, and blink lightly and frequently, but don't squeeze your eyes. The problem that many of us have when we're trying to read letters is we strain the eyes. We don't blink. We stare at those letters. Staring the letters at the letters can cause tension around the eye, and I already mentioned that tension reduces vision. Also, you need to blink. By blinking your eyes, you lubricate the eyes, and this can dramatically improve your visual acuity. There's another point that can help you improve your vision, and that's learn to scan. If you have macular degeneration or some other visual problem, the center part of your vision may be blurred, but it's very simple to just gently turn your head ever so slightly to the left and right as you read the letters. You want to try to find that sweet spot in your vision, that spot where you have the best acuity. I've observed many people struggling reading the eye chart. They can read the letters, but they're turning their head left and right. They're twisting, they're contorting themselves, but they finally can read the letters. What you want to do is be able to scan very, very gently to be able to pick up and use some of that peripheral vision to see letters. So once again, this is called the Snellen eye exercise. Obtain a Snellen visual acuity chart. Find the letters, the line that you need to read to pass your vision test. Obtain the proper distance in order to read that line, and that is going to be your goal. Then find the point in which those letters blur. That's your starting point. Begin to do the eye exercises. Calming, deep breathing, positive affirmation after 5 to 10 minutes. Then remove your hands, take a deep breath, blink, and I think you'll be surprised that the letters are a little clearer. And I think you're well on your way to pass the vision part of your driver's test. If you would like additional information on improving your vision to pass your driver's test program that we have set up in our office, please give the office a call at 800-430-9328. And I'd like to hear from you. If you have any questions on improving your vision, pass your driver's test, please give me a call at 602-277-KFNX or 866-536-1100. And we're coming up to a break right now, and when we return, I'm going to be talking about exercise number 2, and this is improving your peripheral vision. This is another important part of the vision test for your driver's license, is your peripheral vision. And I'll be going over some simple exercises to help you pass this part.
Arizona's News Talk Leader, KFNX, AM 1100.
Improve your vision and pass your driver's license. Dr. Kondrat's special program has been designed to improve your vision quickly. It includes both of his best-selling books, 4 CDs of The Best of Healthy Vision, a Snellen Acuity Chart, and a special audio CD on the steps you need to take to improve your vision quickly and pass your driver's test. A $120 value, yours for only $49.95. Discover how you can improve your vision quickly, without drugs, without surgery, and pass your vision test. Call 800-430-9328. 800-430-9328.
For information about the 2011 ISEEM Conference on Light, Vision, and Consciousness, log on to www.issseem.org. That's issseem.org. The iPort Vision Training System is the only patented, clinically proven, and FDA-cleared product that improves vision performance in less than 10 minutes a day. It is easy to use, effective, and available at www.exerciseyoureyes.com. Exerciseyoureyes.com.
Are you interested in a consultation with Dr. Kondrat or one of his three-day programs? His three-day program is the best way to help you regain your vision loss. This comprehensive program includes an extensive diagnosis based on homeopathic principles, daily lectures on the essentials to improve your vision, and 3 days of intensive treatments. Take this important step now. Call 1-800-430-9328 to learn more about this special program. His three-day program is the best way to help you regain your vision loss. Call 1-800-430-9328.
HomeSuiteIncome7.com, the powerful work-at-home opportunity that creates amazing before and after stories.
Before, I was an overworked, stressed-out single mom, working a lot of hours, never time for my daughter, never time to cook. My days off, I spent running errands, you know, grocery shopping, laundry, all that kind of stuff. It was very difficult.
Then Cindy discovered HomeSuiteIncome7.com.
Now, I'm home with my daughter. I control my own time. We live an incredible life. I miss nothing in her life. Every recital, every field trip, every single week I volunteer in her class, so I know her classmates well. And we live in a beautiful home. She's got horses, and, you know, it's my dream.
Earn like a CEO from home. Turn your commute time from 2 hours to 20 steps. Log on for free information at HomeSuiteIncome7.com. It could change your life.
It's my dream job.
HomeSuiteIncome7.com. That's HomeSuiteIncome, the number 7.com.
Do you rent your home? Do you know your rights as a renter? It's time you became an empowered tenant. This is Bill Deegan, host of Renter Nation, the radio voice of the American Tenants Association, the country's only nationwide organization representing you, the residential renter. Listen every Thursday at 7 p.m. right after Lou Dobbs on KFNX News Talk 1100 and visit our website at renternation.com. Become an informed tenant and join the renter's revolution. Visit renternation.com.
Check us out on the web at 1100kfnx.com.
Welcome back to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat. And today we're talking about how to improve your vision and pass your driver's test. So let's assume that you're doing the proper exercises and you're making the changes and your visual acuity is up to par to pass the vision part of your driver's test. Now you need to work on the peripheral vision. And every state has a different level of peripheral vision. A peripheral vision is your side vision. And, of course, this is important for driving. You can pick up objects on the side. But typically, patients with macular degeneration don't have problems with their peripheral vision. It's more of a problem if you've had a stroke, with glaucoma, and maybe some other neurological problems. But one thing that I am certain of, if your autonomic nervous system is not balanced, if you're in that sympathetic state, you will have a peripheral contraction of your vision. Your visual field will be smaller. So I can't emphasize enough balancing the emotional body, getting out of the sympathetic state, deep breathing, meditation, relaxation exercises. That, in many cases, will expand your peripheral vision. But let's talk about exercise number two, which is a fun exercise, and this is called improving your peripheral vision. And the equipment you need is a blank wall. Well, that should not be any problem. A comfortable chair. You already got the chair from exercise number one. And you need to get a fixation target on the wall. This can be a piece of tape, a thumbtack. Place this on the wall at eye level while you are seating. And I would recommend seating about 2 to 3 feet from the wall. And you need a box of jumbo crayons. And I would recommend a small box. I think they have 8 to 10 jumbo crayons. And I'll explain to you why these jumbo crayons. And no, you're not going to be marking up the wall, so don't worry about destroying your wall. This is how you do the exercise. I want you to keep both eyes open. Place the crayons on your right side. Randomly pick up a crayon. Do not look at the color. Your eyes are focused on the center tape or thumbtack on the wall. You gradually move that crayon in from the right outside of your peripheral vision and keep on looking at the center. Make a note when you can begin to see motion, and then also make a note when you can tell the color of the crayon. Remember, motion, then color. Do not look at the crayon, but stay focused on the center mark. Grab another color, and this time move from the bottom upward. Once again, wait until you can identify the motion and then the color. Then take another one and move from the outside left to the center. And motion and then color. And then lastly, take another crayon and move from the top downward. I kind of like this test because it's a little tricky. You know, most people, when they do the visual field test, they're looking off to one side very quickly and they're cheating. I want you to be a good patient and look straight ahead at that object. And when you're looking at the color, when you first perceive the color, this kind of stimulates the peripheral vision. And some of you may notice that certain colors you're much better with than others. Make a note of it. This is good, because as you do this exercise, you're going to find your peripheral vision improve. Now I want you to close your eyes and do some palming and deep breathing for about 10 minutes. And remember the steps that we talked about in palming. First, rub your hands together to generate some heat. Then gently place your palm over your eye. Not the fingertips, the palm, over your closed eye. Take some nice deep breaths. Say your positive affirmation. Then, after 10 minutes, 5 to 10 minutes of doing deep breathing and the palming, uncover your eyes, take a deep breath, blink a few times, and repeat the peripheral field exercise. Get the box of crayons. Randomly grab one. Move from the right outside inward, then the bottom upward, left outside inward. And each time you move the crayon, it's going to be a different crayon and a different color. So how much has your field expanded? Great. I think you'll notice that your visual field is expanded. You know the old adage, if you don't use it, you'll lose it? Well, this test is stimulating your peripheral vision. And it's stimulating it by different colors. It's stimulating it by perceiving motion. It's also stimulating it by the palming. And I'd like to make another comment by palming. As I mentioned earlier, when I first heard about palming, I was a little skeptical until I read the book, The Art of Seeing. And this book is written by Aldous Huxley, the great science fiction writer, Oxford-trained, a brilliant man. And it was palming that restored his vision. And this book is in dedication to Dr. William Bates. It's called The Art of Seeing, if you're interested in picking up a short book which goes over this particular vision therapy. It's really a great find, and it's an easy read. The Art of Seeing by Aldous Huxley. So you're listening to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat. And I'm here to help you conquer your vision loss. And today we're talking about how to improve your vision to pass your driver's test. And I'd like to hear from you. So if you do have any questions or I need to make any clarifications on what I went over, please give me a call at 602-277-KFNX or 866-536-1100. And I'd like to review the things that we talked about. One is the first step. When you get that letter from the DMV and you're told you have to show up in 2 weeks to take your vision test, is you need a good eye exam. So call up your local eye doctor, see if you need your glasses updated. This is the first step. Also, know your level of vision, and you need to know what is required to pass the vision test in your state. A great website is www.mdmarydavidsupport.org. Arizona, you're required to have 20/60 vision in both eyes for restricted daylight driving only. Once you identify that, then you know how much work you have to do. First step is your diet. And change your diet. More raw, living, organic foods. Why? The organic food is healthier for you. There's better nutrients. And there's much less toxins in organic food. Avoid genetically modified food. These foods are neurotoxic and can adversely affect your vision. Also avoid corn. Corn fructose. Why? Because corn is genetically modified. Corn fructose has high levels of mercury due to its manufacturing. And corn fructose is not a true food source. Second is proper hydration. One half of your body weight in ounces of water. Drink plenty of water. They help remove toxins from your body. That will help improve your vision. The third and most important, probably the most important, is balancing that autonomic nervous system, relaxing your body, getting out of the sympathetic state. Catch yourself when you're in the sympathetic state. Do some deep breathing, positive affirmation, and some of the eye exercises that I talked about, like the Bates theory method. Sleep in a totally dark room. Take 3 milligrams of melatonin at night. The study done out of China, resetting the pineal clock, showed that many patients with macular degeneration are deficient in melanin, and this can adversely affect the retinal pigment epithelium. By sleeping in a totally dark room and taking some melatonin before you go to bed, this can be a big asset in terms of stimulating the pineal to adequately produce that melanin that your eye needs. Also, at least 1 hour of sunlight in the afternoon. Dr. John Ott's research with Dr. Leopold at the Wills Eye Hospital demonstrated that the retinal pigment epithelium in rabbits would not divide unless they were exposed to low levels of ultraviolet light. So this means that ultraviolet light is necessary for our ocular health. Severe depriving yourself of ultraviolet light might be a contributing cause of macular degeneration. Lastly, we went over a couple of exercises. Exercises one is the Snellen eye chart exercise. And exercise number two is improving your peripheral vision. These are great exercises to help improve your vision and give you the confidence. So if you'd like additional information on this program to improve your vision and pass your driver's test, please give me a call at 1-800-430-9328. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, and until next week, I wish you good health and clear vision.
Vanderskaff Facial Dental Care, proudly serving Scottsdale for 17 years, is offering a free comprehensive dental exam, including completely safe digital x-rays, when you mention this ad. Vanderskaff Facial Dental Care is a full-service family care practice in a state-of-the-art facility. Come visit us for the no-pain sedation, and if needed, stay for the orthodontist, endodontist, and oral surgeon as well. Mention this ad and receive a free dental exam valued at $219. Call 480-994-5225. That's 480-994-5225.
Communication is the key to any healthy relationship, but sometimes it can be hard to share what may make you happier in the bedroom. That's what makes Fascination so unique. A trip to Fascinations can help open the lines of communication to make for a healthier, happier, and more loving relationship. Fascination staff members are extremely knowledgeable and will guide you through Fascination's huge selection of love-inspiring gifts. Visit the 10 Fascinations Valley locations and accessorize your love life. For details, visit funlove.com. That's funlove.com and Fascinations.
You're listening to KFNX 1100, Cave Creek, Phoenix, the home of Laura Ingraham. Weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. KFNX News Time. It's 6 o'clock.